can suggest you can do.
All right, so maybe I can summarize the main point. So the point is that you have this problem with the zeroth and the second law. If you have this two local master equations, right, or just the local master.
Just the local master equation.
But then you showed that if you did this reset procedure where you looked at the reduced state and then you kept refreshing the bath every time, mm-hmm. you could make those equations work properly, provided you added work to the coupling and the decoupling.
Yeah, you have to do it.
And then this works as this refrigerator mode issue.
Yes. So this dissipative process described by the local master equation is kind of engineered. You need somebody outside that is making this time dependence, coupling, decoupling, right? Yeah, so, well, I forgot in my literature list a paper of Massimiliano that is earlier than the ones that I wrote, and I knew that paper, I mean, so.
Terrible mistake.
Yeah. Okay, so I was showing this picture where we have this XX model, so there are two spins there interacting with this bath that we connect and disconnect, that they have different temperatures. So there is this special point, which is from the thermodynamic point of view, would represent an equilibrium state because there is no work, no heat, no entropy production. And in this case, this point is when HL is equal to H right times beta right over beta left. And so this corresponds to an equilibrium. And there is this other point here, which is a little bit special because the work in the steady state is zero. You just have heat current from left to right, but the agent that is doing this connecting, disconnecting, it has to do it, but when he does it, he doesn't pay any energy.
Doesn't correspond to a stall condition?
To?
A stall condition.
Stall?
You have a motor, and you apply negative force to it, and then you stall the motor, so the motor cannot move because you are applying a negative force on it.
Is the point of maximum efficiency?
No.
It's zero work.
Yeah. So zero power.
Zero power. So yeah, it's just heat is flowing. This is what I will say. So, yeah. Well, but I'm getting ahead. So it's a special point that I want to, that will appear later.
Sorry, before you go on, I mean, do you know off the top of your head what the efficiency now looks like in this case, like in terms of HL?
So the efficiency, so here, so it will depend on where on the line I am. Mm-hmm. So when you are going there, you reach equilibrium, but I think that there you are Carnot. I don't remember where. But Gabriel will talk about more the efficiency in this problem. So
just so we're clear, is the line the Carnot efficiency or not? The point.
At this point?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you are being close in equilibrium, so everything is quasi-static.
So the answer is yes.
This is Carnot. Yes. The point that connects a refrigerator is an engine that's always coming.
Good.
Okay. So this was this XX chain. So this is the Hamiltonian. And we had here two baths, the left and the right, right? But then now I want to say something about the zero law. So I will now have just only one bath. So one bath.
Okay.
But you have it also there, right? If you're at that point, you have the Gibbs state is the steady state.
Yeah, but it's not the Gibbs state. So it is kind of, there is an equilibrium. So there is a, from the point of view of thermodynamics, I understand the zero law as the statement for the process, there is an equilibrium state, right? So there is. But let me. So let me do the following plot. So now I will put the same quantities that I have there, but as a function of time. Right? So what I will have for the XX model that I have there, only one bus. So I will write it here again. So HS is this. I will put the same. Same magnetic field, and then sigma 1, 1, 2, y, right? And I start from an arbitrary initial condition. Then I will have that the work, so q dot, there is only one bus, so only one q dot, and the rate of entropy production, they all go to zero. So dt rho minus e h xx rho plus just the dissipator on the left, the one that has the sigma 1 plus and sigma 1 minus. These are the Lindblad operator. This equation will bring rho to a steady state, which is an equilibrium state from the point of view of thermodynamics, because all these rates go to zero. And if I solve for the steady state in this simple case, the steady state will be E minus beta, not the Gibbs, H0. So it's not HS, it's just this term here. So with H0, equal H,
now this is the ordinary Lindblad dissipator, right?
No.
So it's not this, the one with the sequence you introduced before.
Ah, yeah, it's the ordinary Lindblad, but it's not the one that you obtain in the weak coupling limit. It's not the usual one, because the usual one will here have the Lindblad operators induce jumps between eigenstates of this Hamiltonian. And this Lindblad operator here induces jumps only on the eigenstates of the first of the first spin alone.
Okay.
And this is exact result. This is
an exact result.
Just a comment as well. I mean, in this boundary-driven spin chains that many of us solve in many-body physics, this is precisely the property which allows us to simulate the steady state, because it's always very close to a product state. Even in the presence of two bats, right, you only have a correction to the product state, so that allows you to simulate it with MPOs or whatever.
I see this as a very special property.
Yeah.
So, so what I'm saying here is that in this case, there is a zero law. So zero law is okay from the point of view of thermodynamics. The currents go to zero, and the state looks like the one we studied in statistical mechanics. But now, if I change, so I keep the same dissipator, right? The same, the coupling between the chain and this reservoirs that is modeled by this dissipator is the same. So this is the same. But now I take the XY Hamiltonian. So rho will go to a rho ness. So if I plot here again the work, the heat will be the opposite. I mean the opposite at least in the steady state, because they have to sum Q dot plus zero in the steady state, and the entropy production is positive. So this dynamics does not converge to a equilibrium state. So this is a non-equilibrium state, and the operator here now is, when he's doing this refreshment or changing the spins, he has to pay work. He has to use the work that is he has available. While in this case, he can do this without using work.
What happens if the two Hamiltonians are not the same, which HL and H right are not the same here?
In this case, yeah, then you are again in the same situation. Yeah. Right.
So it's one special point.
Yeah. So why? So what is the property there?
Okay. See the property.
You see the property?
They commute.
Yeah, they commute. So they come. So look last here and there. So this is, I want to talk about max width without equilibrium. So I come back to the description of just one iteration. So I'm coming back to this. So many people have studied what they call thermal maps. So this is more of the community of Marti, where they consider that U commutes with HS plus HV. So if you have this, you see immediately that if rho s is Gibbs, then rho dot prime is the same initial state. Nothing happens. Mm-hmm. So the Gibbs state will be obviously an equilibrium state for the process that I do this, because I'm iterating from the Gibbs state and nothing happens, so I am here where entropy production will be zero, work will be zero, everything will be zero. So I will generalize just a little this relation, and I will say that so a small generalization. If H0 exists, so this is a system operator. Exists that H0 plus HV equals 0, and probably this set 0 has to be a full rank operator, so there are mathematical details here, I guess. Then the map. S goes to prime. Okay, so this is a definition that I'm saying that it's a map with equilibrium. So this is a definition. Right?
But not necessarily thermal equilibrium, no?
Well, it's not, it's, of course it's not this, but I would say thermodynamic equilibrium in the sense that you will have all the quantities in this steady state which are zero.
And the thermal form for this schedule
will be, yeah, so the, you see that if I plot here e to the minus beta h0, because of the same argument, it will stay invariant.
Well, you can have a state that is diagonal in h0, and still fulfill this.
Yes.
So it's not. It's okay. It's an equilibrium in inverted commas.
Yeah, there will be some.
No.
Just a inverted state.
Yeah.
But you need.
It would be very highly energetic. It would be very active state.
No, I think you're missing here. H zero has to commit with HS.
Yeah, so this will come from here. So from here, so if you, so this will be, this is what we found.
It has to, otherwise you're right, because then things will change.
But in this, where is HS? Actually, I don't see.
Here, HS plus HV plus V. So if this U is of this form, like this time independent, so all this is time independent, then to fulfill this, the only, I mean, I don't have a theorem, right? But the reasonable ways to achieve this is by saying, so this is an equivalent, which is not a theorem, is HS commutes with H0 and this V commutes with H0 plus HB.
Why do you need the first one?
Mm-hmm. So the first one will be consequence of the of this one. Yeah, so if not, if you don't find an H0 that satisfies this, then I call this a map without equilibrium. And we will be in this situation, that you reach a steady state, that you have to sustain it by doing work, external work. Okay, some properties that I find interesting is that if we have U H0 plus HV equals 0, then I can, I will, so U H0 minus H0U is equal to HV U minus U HV. And from here, I get that U dagger HV U is H0 minus U dagger H0 U plus HB. So this is an identity which is interesting because the heat, which is HB volume prime minus trace HB, no, sorry, rho B, and here rho B prime. So this was trace over B, but I can say, okay, it's the trace over the total system. Here is total. This is total. And this is trace of U dia HB U rho total. So I will replace this by this. The HB rho total will vanish, and therefore the Q, the heat, is now a system dependent quantity. So, the work will be also system dependent quantity. And the entropy production in this process that goes from rho total to rho total prime will be this relative entropy rho s omega beta 0 minus d rho s prime omega beta 0, where this omega beta 0 is this equilibrium state. So this is very similar to what happens with thermal maps, right? For thermal maps, this is known with H0 equal HS. The work will be zero, and the heat will be the change in the energy of the system. So we want to recover what is expected.
Sorry, I'm just a bit confused about H0 and HS. Can you?
H0 is just this part of the, so for the model, so for the, so we have that HS is H0 plus HI. This is the interacting part, and this is the non-interacting part. So in the examples, this will be sigma plus I, and this will be the cappings.
So if the interaction was the best commute with H0, that means that it conserves energy, right? And then the coupling and decoupling doesn't cost you?
No, it does cost you. You have some work here. But this work, this work will be, it's nice, this process, because you go to an equilibrium state, but you are not relaxing. You have to pay some work to bring it to equilibrium state.
Why does that cost you if that commutes? That's what I don't understand.
I can give
it. At the steady state is zero, this work.
Huh? At the steady state is zero, yeah. At the steady state is zero. So I can give you an intuitive idea why it costs you. Because.
But sorry, the steady state in with just one reservoir is basically the equilibrium state, or
only if there is this
with that property, yes, with, of course, yes.
So, okay. So
with
what
that property, steady in this case means equilibrium.
With the property, steady means equilibrium.
Equilibrium in this example.
Yeah, and if not, so if you don't have this H0 that fulfill this, then it's a non-equilibrium steady state.
But it's still a funny equilibrium state, right? Because it's only equilibrating without the interaction part of the Hamiltonian.
Yes.
So this is not what a real bath does.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but what a real, I mean, it is a passive coupling between, but from the thermodynamics point of view, all that you need to call something equilibrium
No, no, sure. It's a thermal equilibrium state for sure. I'm just saying that
it saves the bath that erases HI.
Yeah.
It dissipates HI. So this is the price you pay to dissipate.
Yeah. So this is the intuitive picture is that you have. So initially, you have here HS, which commute with H0, and therefore also commute with HI, right? And so let's say two spins. So you have some energy in the magnetization part, some energy stored there with the initial state, and some energy stored there. So what I mean is that I have an average at the initial state, which is something finite. And also something finite for this. Right? Then you have the copy. This is the copy. And this is the coupling between the system and the copy. Yeah. And this new system, when it's almost described by extending this to a third one, like the same Hamiltonian, etc. But because now you consider this probe state, omega, beta, rho zero, it's like when the copy arrives, it arrives without contributing to the coupling energy, but arrives and contributes to the magnetization energy. And then this interaction energy that was only stored here spread, and when it's spread, you disconnect, so you have to pay for this energy. And the spreading process is conservative because you have this. I mean, you don't get mixed H0 with HI, but anyway, you have to pay that to disconnect. Okay, yeah, so. So in the Lindblad limit, you may remember that Q dot was minus dHv and W dot was dHs plus Hb with d was dA. The trace of VAV minus V square A rho S omega beta HP. Now, if I take that HS with H0 is zero, so one, well, property one and property two, I can work with this expression, so do some algebra, and show that this is trace H0, the dissipator over rho s, and this one is trace Hs minus H0 dissipator rho s, so which is what one would have expected from this. Okay, so now coming back to detailed balance, that if I have one and two, with one and two, so one plus two plus the v v square root of tau tau goes to zero, so the Lindblad limit. Then the Lindblad equation fulfill is with 2L, so satisfies the little balance theorem. This is this. So what this means is that the Lindblad operators are satisfy with respect to minus beta h zero. Mm-hmm. So the Lindblad equation, which is dt rho minus hs rho plus a dissipator, the Lindblad operators that appear there are eigen operators of h zero. So 1 minus beta log of this omega, I can win. And h0 commutes with hs. So these omegas here are the ones that relate the L with the L dagger. So in the dissipator, we have a sum of two terms, L, rho, L dagger, and the other is L dagger, rho, L. And these ratios appear here. And one can show that that also this form of the Lindblad equation implies that if one calls this the LA antisymmetrics and LS, LA omega beta H0 is 0, and LS an operator A omega beta H0 is equal to the adjoint omega beta H0, which is something that one can take as a definition of the detailed balance property.
Sorry, just a question. I mean, suppose I wanted to construct some dynamics which led me to canonical equilibrium with HS.
With
the Hamiltonian, with the actual Hamiltonian, what do I have to do? I mean,
have to do the weak cap.
Yeah, okay, so there's no way around that, right?
I don't know. I mean, this is the...
Is there?
There is a way.
Because, I mean...
You do the collisions, you do the repeated collisions, where the interaction of the qubits mm-hmm. is with each transition of your global system.
Okay, and then you get...
Everything that is Lindblad, you can do with collisional models.
So you can get the standard.
You have to diagonalize the Hamiltonian.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, yeah.
My problem. It's his problem.
No. I'm just wondering. I mean, because of course, you know, somehow you're doing something to heat that you expect it to thermalize at the temperature.
Something. I think there's something that you see. This you broke this Lindblad into two Hamiltonian parts and dissipative part. That this breaking apart is not unique.
Okay.
So you can move this. You can change the Lindblad to change SHS.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And maybe get something, maybe you can bring that to BH0 there. I don't know. You have to. I just know this isn't. Since this is not unique, what it means you can move parts of this HS and put it into the L and the opposite. So you can play a little bit with that. Mm-hmm. And then maybe you can get a limit directly at H0, which tells you the something that we discuss. If you just somebody gives you a master equation by itself without the derivation, you're
yeah. But so this is what I think is interesting of this example, that if you have a master equation that you can check this, so it doesn't term, it's very specific, but you just have the Lindblad, but you can check that has this detailed balance property, right? So you know, then I will say that these are the thermodynamic quantities for this particular case, without knowing the bath, but being sure that the Lindblad satisfy is a small generalization, but it's a little bit generalization of the standard local Dirac balance, because local Dirac balance usually is with Gibbs. This is a bit different than Gibbs, but you have that the thermodynamics is less trivial. You have to do some work to relax the system, and etc. And it's the only... so this I was saving it to the end, but I will say it now. Some people have asked me if I can tell them what is the work if you just have the Lindblad. And so I say, no, I cannot. But I will bet that any, so this is a wild bet, that any derivation that gives you, so repeated interaction, whatever other scheme you obtain, that you use to obtain this a Lindblad equation that has this form, you will have to pay some work in the process. So this is my bet.
Would a time-independent Hamiltonian on the system?
Yeah, like, yes. It's a time-independent Lindblad equation. Mm-hmm. It equilibrates to this funny state. I will say that whatever you do, you will have to... if this is the exact process that is happening, it happens because somebody's doing work.
Well, that's a bit trivial, right? Because it's like saying it's of Gibbs, so there must be work that has been put somewhere. Is it not the equivalent?
But it's not... But what I'm telling you is the exact amount of work. Maybe you can say, okay, I will do it.
That's a stronger statement.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying I'm doing a strong bet here.
Wait, but maybe there is another process that has a different amount of work, no?
How can you?
Yeah, well, this is, I mean, this will be the safest bet, right? There is a you have to pay some work. Now I'm saying is that you, if your process exactly reproduces this, I will bet that. So because I want to say something that you remember, this is the exact work that you do.
And might be remembered for making a wrong.
Yeah, well, you know, they say that any publicity is good. Okay, this I can generalize to and what happened with many baths? I want to be very short here. So now I have OS, omega beta left, H left, omega beta right, H right, and I do a unitary HS, H right, H left, V right, V left. Then I would say that if H0 exists such that you are H0 plus HR is equal to 0 with UR. So you see, it's like an evolution operator. So there are many baths